her book, yes. Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis, is due out later this spring. For real. Like, for real. Like, with publisher. Audrey was diagnosed with endometriosis in 1995 at the age of 14. After 17 years of chronic pain and endometriosis, she hit rock bottom, and before it was forced to shift her perspective and lifestyle. Through acupuncture, chiropractic, and kinesiology, spiritual honoring her body, and listening to her body, honoring her body and listening to her body became a way of life. Audrey now lives pain and symptom free, and teaches women how to reconnect and listen to their body. And she has leather hands, like.
Yes, yay. So, I'm shifting a little bit with how I wanted to present this, because Mandy talked about the seed and how the seed has to break before it can grow. And Gabby Bernstein has an awesome quote about how an egg can break in two ways, from the outside and from the inside. And so I have broken both ways. And like Mandy said in my intro, I was diagnosed with endometriosis when I was 14. So if you're unaware, endometriosis is a painful reproductive disease where the lining of my uterus grows outside of my uterus. And causes infertility and a myriad of problems for many women, but mine was primarily chronic pain. So from the age of 14, like 1995 until like 2008, 2009, I lived with chronic pain, and that meant hormone supplements, it meant muscle relaxers, pain pills, and so that was my daily regimen to get through. So where the breaking from the outside happened was, again, I was diagnosed at 14, right? Like, right after I got my period. And my period was always painful. So I never had this experience of, like, being a woman in a way that was joyful. It was always serious pain, like, put me in bed for days, pain. And so I resented being a woman. I resented everything about being a woman. And I didn't know that until later in life. And the other thing that broke me from the outside was the way that doctors find endometriosis is pelvic exams and internal ultrasounds, which they lovingly call transvaginal ultrasounds. Like, seriously, like, the word alone, like, gives me trauma. So, you know, I'm experiencing these things as a 14-year-old, so not only did I not completely understand what was happening, it was severely painful. So I ended up with medical sexual trauma, again, which I did not know until I was older, and then had to deal with these things. So that's my break from the outside. My break from the inside came in 2009 so in 2008 I had my last surgery. So the way that the medical profession deals with endometriosis is to go in and do a laparoscopy excision surgery and remove the disease. And so their belief is that if you remove the endometriosis tissue that's growing inside and outside of my uterus, you remove the disease, which sometimes is true, and in my case was not true. And so in my last surgery, they found no visible evidence of endometriosis. And which was supposed to be like the best day of my life, right? Like, the disease is gone, except for I was in more pain than it had ever been. And so I walked away from that incredibly confused and depressed and just like what do I do now? Because everything I've ever known to do is no longer available. And so I went through this like year to 18 months of just following the doctors down this rabbit hole of more tests, more drugs, more this, more that, and to the point where I was in bed for 2 weeks out of the month. So when I had my period and when I was ovulating, I didn't get out of bed. And I had this basket of pills that sat next to my bedside with a dozen pills in it. And I knew, like, when I woke up in pain, like, I could literally dig through this basket of pills and ingest whatever I felt would take my pain away, right? Like totally disconnected, just like digging through it, taking it, and passing out. And so the story I tell in my book is I had this just awful breakdown day, and I won't go through the whole of it, but my husband left a cereal bowl on the counter that day, and I like lost my shit. Like the wheels came off, and I called him, and I'm yelling at him, I'm screaming, I'm yelling, I'm crying about how he ruined my day because the cereal bowl is sitting on the counter. Like, why can't you just like put it in the dishwasher, you know? Like, it's right there. No, I'll do it. That's cool. So I'm like unloading on this man, and all he had to say was, honey, I'm sorry. Why don't you take something and go to bed, and we'll talk about it later. And so I go into my room, and I look at all of these pills, and I'm like, that's not going to fix me. That's not going to fix me. And for the first time, like I said, I broke from the inside. And for the first time, I listened to my intuition. I listened to that voice that was like, none of this is fixing your life. Like, I'm taking these pills to increase my quality of life, and my quality of life couldn't be any worse. And the way I put it is that this like little being inside of me for the first time was just like, I win! Like, I've been trying to tell you for years that this is not the answer and you wouldn't listen to me, but today's my day and we're quitting. And so I quit all my pills, and I was like, I'm going to feel pain. I felt pain with the pills. I'm going to feel pain without the pills. And it was, for the first time, I was like without this medicated fog that I had been so very used to. So my growth came from beginning to listen to my intuition, but also to identify whether the pain was within my physical body or my emotional body. So I think of them both as onions. And so my physical pain started with the endometriosis growing inside of me, and it became back pain and menstrual pain and painful bowel movements and all of those kind of things that happen within your pelvic floor. And that was my physical pain, but my emotional pain that I didn't know was living in the same place was hating myself as a woman and the medical sexual trauma stuff and just all the other things that happened to me in those 17 years. I didn't know that emotionally they were living in the same place. And so when that surgery came back as no visible endometriosis, it was my pain was emotional. So my healing came as I began to understand the difference. Like, is this physical pain or is this emotional pain? And if it's emotional pain, what do I need to do to dig through those layers and let it go? So, like Mandy said in my intro, I'm now a spiritual growth coach. And so what does that mean? What is spirituality, right? And for me, it was connecting this huge distance between my head and my heart. And the way I put it is there was the Berlin Wall lived between my head and my heart. And my way of dealing with it at the time was to like bang my head against it or like try to dig underneath it like a dog and avoid what was like actually written on the wall. I didn't want to see that. So I wanted to do an activity to help and to just kind of show you what I go through actually kind of on a daily basis, because my body is now so very sensitive. How I listen to my body and distinguish whether it's physical pain or emotional pain. So, if you guys will close your eyes, we're just going to go within for a minute. So, take a deep breath, close your eyes, feel in your butt in the chair. And so I want you to be cognizant of where your thoughts are right now, and usually they're very frontal brain, kind of think between your eyes or your forehead. And I want you to see if you can feel those thoughts and see if you can get them to drain to the back of your head, into your subconscious. And if you can get your thoughts to move to the back, then see if you can have them drain down your spine, down your neck, and into your heart. And within that heart space, I want you to scan your body and see if there's any stuckness or pain or uncomfortableness. Sometimes for me, it feels like energy bloat, is what I like to call it. Just like energy swells. Just kind of locate that. And when you locate it, I want you to treat it with non-judgment. It's with ease. It's not good or bad. There's just information in there. I want you to hold on to that. We're going to talk about it in a second. And as we come out of this, especially for those of you who meditate, before you open your eyes, I want you to rub your hands together, rub your arms, your legs, because our bodies are, our mind will wake up the second our eyes open, but our bodies may not. So this tells our body we're going back into activity, no more meditating. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So I'm going to share quickly where in the last like 2 weeks my stuckness has lived and how I've kind of decided whether it was in my emotional body or my physical body. So as I shared, I've been kind of bouncing around the country in D.C. and in New York City with the endometriosis community. And I had 4 days in between the two. And the D.C. trip, I knew I had known for months. I mean, it's the same trip every year, so it wasn't new information. But the week before I left, I got a phone call that my abstract was accepted for the Endometriosis Foundation's medical conference and that I would be presenting, which was awesome. But I found out the week before I went to D.C., so I had like zero time to prepare because I was doing an event in D.C. So in the 4 days between D.C. and New York, I was like preparing this abstract, right? And I got a cold. Like, it started in my throat and then went up to like congestion, kind of like sinus infection type stuff. And because I've been doing this for a while now, I clearly knew that it was emotional body stuff. Like, the sore throat, if you interpret what a sore throat is, it's being scared of using your voice.
Yeah.
Anything around voice. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to a medical conference. Like, I'm totally scared of using my voice about healing your body and being intuitive. And and then as soon as I recognized that, like literally the next day I woke up and it was like up here, just like that pounding, like, and so congestion can be interpreted as mental congestion, right? And so I was like, okay, I know there's like 10 million things like cycling through my brain, and so I just kind of went through and was like, here's the important things that I have to do before I leave, and I let everything else go. And while I was in New York, I had like prepared myself to be in a hospital and to be around surgeons and to be around like the people who had broke me from the outside. Like, I was ready for that. What I wasn't ready for was this woman from MIT is doing amazing research in MRI, using MRI to find where endometriosis is living. And they're using that to replace the inguinal ultrasound. And my brain just went, like, back to being a 14-year-old. And I was just, like, trauma was just, like, whoo. And I call it sticky rope because it looks, like, right here. And so it was just, like, my body was just, like, whoo, just throbbing because I wasn't prepared. I was just kind of, like, steamrolled by this whole thing that I wasn't prepared for. But I knew, like, sticky rib, right, wasn't because I was sitting weird in my chair, like I've been sitting in this chair for 4 days. I knew that that wasn't the deal. I knew the deal was that this MRI discussion activated this medical sexual trauma stuff, and it was just like living here, and it was like, you get to pay attention to me right now. And so
So I left the conference early and had to just like go back to my hotel and be like, okay, and just like talk to my body and just get quiet and be like, okay, what is it that you have to say to me right now, you know? And after you've been doing it for a while, it was literally like just like heat, just like spilling out of my body. And like for those of you that do energy work and Reiki kind of stuff, like that was totally what was going on. It was just like this lightning bolt of crap coming out of me, which was great. But my point is, you know, when you get something like a cold or a headache, it may not be a cold or a headache. It can be other things. Like I said, fear of using my voice, or a headache is a lot of times self-doubt. So to wrap up, my challenge is for you, whenever throughout your day you're feeling, you know, like I said, I call it energy bloat in my body. And again, mine shows up like right here, or like kind of in my shoulders and in my head. You have a choice to be like, oh, I just have a headache, like I'll pop some pills and call it good, right? Or is it something going on in your life that your body is trying to tell you, I need you to look at this and listen to me? So, like I said, I do this like literally 1,000 times a day some days. Some days I don't at all. Some days it's just like smooth sailing. Other days, like sitting at that medical conference, it was just like, okay, seriously? What is it? So yeah, listening to your body has been my way of healing, and I just invite you to look within and see what's going on for you. So,
thank you.
She has an app. Like, there's an app for that.
Yeah. So it actually has
her list.
Yeah, the list, yes, of what your physical ailments connect to in your thoughts and in your mind.
Yeah.
What's going on? Like,
okay. Yeah, it's You Can Heal Your Life, and
we'll include that in the email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Exactly what I have. This. Order another glass of wine.
I have an extra.
Somebody, Britt got an extra.
Somebody, it's a Pinot Noir.
I guess, yeah. I don't.